Well, today we're continuing Luke chapter 22. Now, this includes where the apostles are once again, for either the second or the third time, arguing amongst themselves or discussing amongst themselves who is going to be the greatest among themselves in God's kingdom, and why this is what they were considering, contemplating, this is what they were putting their minds on after Jesus had already told them that he is going to be killed during this Passover season. So they, I don't know, maybe they ignored it, they forgot it, in one ear, right out the other. But this is what they're concentrating on is, now, I guess maybe the good thing is they did realize that God's kingdom was about to come. That if there's a silver lining, maybe that's it. But then here they were majoring on exactly the wrong things. Jesus says something in here in Luke 22, verse 27. Jesus says, "Yet I am among you the one who serves." Okay, so Jesus says, "I am serving you." Now, we don't have any context about what's going on here from Luke, and we don't get anything from Matthew or Mark either. But fortunately, John recorded what Jesus is referring to, what he had done just previous to their discussion and Jesus' correction, rebuke that he gives them. And it's from John chapter 13. Now, as I was reading Kaufman's commentary on this, I think I got a more complete answer to Kay's question that she asked last week, which was, what is the difference between the Last Supper and the Passover? And my answer was, it was not the Passover. It was different. So we definitely know it was different, which that's a big distinction, because a lot of people, unfortunately, think that's the same thing, that this was the Passover. And then how Jesus was killed after the Passover makes no sense whatsoever. So it is important, number one, to make a distinction and realize that these were two different events. But then my answer was, the Last Supper was 24 hours before the Passover, and they did not eat the Passover lamb, because the Passover lamb was not going to be killed until the next afternoon between the eves at 3 p.m. Here, this is Wednesday night. The Passover lamb was going to be killed Thursday afternoon. And then the Passover lamb was going to be killed Thursday afternoon. And then the Passover meal would be eaten that Thursday evening, 24 hours after Jesus and the apostles are eating the Last Supper. Okay, but I got more information that Kaufman mentioned here. And it is about the manner that people would be, that they were commanded in how to eat the Passover. And it comes from Exodus chapter 12, verse 11 is what we're going to focus on. Exodus 12:11, "And thus you shall eat it, the Passover." Now this is talking about the Passover meal on the 15th of Nisan. "So you shall eat the Passover meal with a belt on your waist, your sandals on your feet, and your staff in your hand. So you shall eat it in haste. It is the Lord's Passover." So they were to eat this standing up with this belt on their waist, and some passages I think says girding their loins. It'd be something like a tool belt or something, but It's not something that you would keep on. You would take this belt off if you were going to sit down or lie down or get down on the floor and recline. You would take this belt off. This belt was put on after you get up. And then they had their staff in their hand while they ate. They were standing up eating the Passover. So that's the command. Now, this is the contrast. So this is a difference between the Last Supper and the Passover. First is going to be Matthew 26:20. Matthew 26:20. When evening had come, and this is talking about the Last Supper, Jesus sat down with the 12. It's what the New King James says. Three other translations that I looked at said reclined. It was the NIV, the New American Standard, and the ASV. Reclined, I think, is more accurate to the Greek. And so Jesus reclined as they ate the Last Supper. And so that's not girding the loins and the staff in their hand ready to, and with the sandals on ready to go. And so that's Matthew's account. And now John 13, verse 4, Jesus rose from supper. So from the Last Supper, he rose. So he had been reclining, sitting down, lying down, relaxing. He's not standing, and he had to rise up from supper. So this is, he would have been standing the whole time if this was the Passover. So this is the difference. And then verse 12. So when Jesus had washed their feet, taken his garment, and sat down again. So he was sitting down, reclining down, lying down in a resting position to eat the Last Supper. Then he got up, and then he sat back down again to wash their feet. Or after he'd washed his feet. So that tells us that he was down, got up, and went down again. So that's the contrast from the Passover, and that's a complete of an answer that I know are the differences in the Last Supper and the Passover. Okay, now we'll stay here in John chapter 13, and let's read what Jesus is referring to when he says that he's the one who serves. So John 13, 1. Now before the feast of the Passover. So this Last Supper was before the Passover, because the Passover was going to be 24 hours from now. When Jesus knew that his hour had come, that he should depart from this world to the Father, having loved his own who were in the world, he loved them to the end. And supper being ended, so the Last Supper now is over, the devil having already put into the heart of Judas Iscariot, Simon's son, to betray him, Jesus, knowing that the Father had given all things into his hands, and that he had come from God and was going to God, here it is, rose from supper and laid aside his garments, took a towel, and girded himself. So he girded himself after he rose from supper. The command for the Passover was you gird yourself before you eat, and so you're girded the whole time you're eating. So we know that Jesus followed exactly to the letter everything that was in the Old Testament. He didn't come to end the law. He came to fulfill it. So he followed to the letter everything. So we know absolutely, and these are hard proof evidences that this was not the Passover meal. This was a separate meal. Okay. Verse 5. After that, Jesus poured into a basin and began to wash the disciples' feet and wipe them with the towel with which he was girded. Then he came to Simon Peter, and Peter said to him, "Lord, are you washing my feet?" Jesus answered and said to him, "What am I doing? What I am doing you do not understand now, but you will know after this." Peter said to Jesus, "You shall never wash my feet." Jesus answered Peter, "If I do not wash you, you have no part with me." Simon Peter then said to Jesus, "Lord, not my feet only, but also my hands and my head." And Jesus said to him, "He who is bathed needs only to wash his feet, but is completely clean, and you are clean, but not all of you." Of course, he's referring to Judas. Verse 11, "For Jesus knew who would betray him, therefore he said, 'You are not all clean.' So when he had washed their feet, taken his garments, and sat down again, Jesus said to them, 'Do you know what I have done to you? You call me teacher and Lord and say, well, for so I am. If I then, your Lord and teacher, have washed your feet, you also ought to wash one another's feet. For I have given you an example that you should do as I have done to you. Assuredly, I say to you, a servant is not greater than his master, nor is he who is greater than he who sent him.'" Now, let's remember, Jesus is saying these things just before we're going to cover the passage from Luke 22. So this is what Jesus is referring to, what he had just told him right here just a few minutes before. So I say to you, a servant is not greater than his master, nor is this servant who is sent greater than he who sent him. So what Jesus is saying here is, you 12 apostles are not greater than me. So Jesus already knows what they're thinking in their minds. Now they start to argue among themselves who's going to be the greatest in God's kingdom here in a little bit. But he knows this is coming. So this is a preemptive strike is what Jesus is doing right here in verse 16. He's telling them, you are not greater than me, and I am not as great as God the Father. Okay, verse 17. If you know these things, blessed are you if you do them. I do not speak concerning all of you. I know whom I have chosen, but that the Scripture may be fulfilled, he who eats bread with me has lifted up his heel against me. And that's from Psalm 41, verse 9. Now I tell you before it comes, that when it does come to pass, you may believe that I am he. So any questions or comments on any of this? So what Jesus is referring to here with when he says, yet I am among you as the one who serves, he's talking about this feet washing that he had just done before this. And he'd already given them some good information here to let them know that they are not greater than the Messiah, and the Messiah is not as great as God the Father. But still, then they are arguing who's going to be the greatest among themselves here in the next few minutes that we're going to cover after we sing. Any questions or comments on any of this?